One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Pursuit of Purpose.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. And soon as you discover that, you find you want to tell everybody else. You want to tell everybody else. Yeah. Because it gives you that good self-image. It gives you a reason to believe in yourself, that you're valuable after he died for you. And that's what the message of the gospel is all about, that you are as valuable to God as Jesus is. Because that's what he paid for you. Once you discover that, the world is not enough for you to tell the story. A whole lifetime is not enough to tell it. And you want to tell it again and again and again and again. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to his name. So our cell ministry has a purpose. It has a purpose. It has a purpose. I remember when I was a cell leader many years ago, and I was made a Bible study class teacher. That's really what they were called. And my goal was to have 15 people in my meeting, whereas there had been about 5, 6, you know. I wanted 15 people. Then I said to a friend of mine, I said, I'm going to have 15 people in the next meeting. I'm going to have 15. So he thought that was a good idea. So he had a group too. So I'm going to have 15 people on Thursday. Bible study was on Thursday. How am I going to have 15 people? And you have 5 members, you want to have 15, and the 5 members are the non-members. They are the people. So I'm going to have 15. So I went out. I went out to win souls. I prayed earnestly. And after praying earnestly, that God will give me utterance to express the gospel, and that he will touch the hearts of my hearers in such a way that they will give their hearts to Christ. I prayed, and I went out to preach. And I led enough of them to Christ. And when it was time for the meeting Thursday, I went out again to remind them. I had been telling each one of them, on Thursday, you've got to be in the meeting. On Thursday, you've got to be in the meeting. And so, on Thursday, I went around to remind them. And when it was time for the meeting, I came with some of them because I won't let them off the hook. And I remember we were about 15 at the beginning until about 2 others came and joined us. Praise the Lord. I hit the target. From then on, every week, the leader had to come in and remove people from my group because it was always too large. But I had found a secret that works. I had found out I could determine how many people I was going to reach and go out for them. Setting goals is not something new to me at all. I learned it in reaching people for Christ. I knew it was possible. It is very possible. You can do it. Praise the Lord. What setting new goals? For the next 4 months, and we're going to monitor what we're doing. Because you see, if you can win with Christ, you can win in life. Because the principles that you are taught in the kingdom of God are the principles that you need for life. They are the greatest principles. They hold the whole world in place. If you can't win in Christ, how could you win in anything else? Nothing else matters. That's the reason a lot of people who seemingly won outside Christ lost out at the end. You see, it's not enough to know a man with a great story. Read the story to the end. What was the end of the story? What was the end of the story? That's what matters. And that's why when I look at the Bible, I am excited because the Word of God shows us character after character and how those characters worked with God. If there was somebody who failed, he showed us. If there was somebody who was successful, he showed us. He showed us the beginning of the story to the end of the story so that we can know what is good enough to copy. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So we've got examples in the Word of God. In the next 4 months, not a single cell should be less than 25 members. Not a single cell. In the next 4 months, if you hit 25, start another cell. You can have 2 cells and plan when to hold the general meeting for 50 of them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Every PCU leader ought to have a cell. The PCU leader ought to have a cell. You have to have a cell of your own. And the PCF leader may not have a cell, but the cell of the leaders. But that cell must be ever enlarging. If you have 20 leaders in January, why would you come back in April with the same 20 leaders? That means you haven't started new cells. So which means the PCF leader is not growing. No, look at the number of cell leaders we have here right now. There are some others outside here. We have cell leaders here. And others are watching us through the internet right now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is the same thing that I'm saying I want you to do. Listen, soul winning is hard work. Make no mistakes about it. Soul winning is hard work. The cell ministry is part of pastoral work. It's hard work. It demands attention. It demands prayer. It demands study. It demands a show of concern, love, and care.
for those that you lead.
So it's labor. It's labor. A cell leader that's not ready to labor is not a serious cell leader. It's not going to happen just because you thought it should happen. You've got to pray. You've got to intercede. And then you've got to go out. At a certain time, the cell leader would look like the only one laboring, because many of your members will still be young and sometimes not very committed to the things of God. And that shouldn't offend you. That shouldn't surprise you. It is normal. You get it? Yeah, it's normal. No, don't worry. Just keep praying for them. Keep praying. The Bible says if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. As you keep saturating the atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere, with rain, heavy clouds, one day they will condense and it will be a heavy downpour. I was given a testimony for Sunday, this past Sunday. A lady whom the relatives and friends have been trying to win to Christ. And she had refused all these years. And she came in for a service here on Sunday. And while she was in the service, listening to how everything was going, finally, the altar call was given. And something happened, and then the minister said, first they were to stand up, and then finally asked them to come forward. It was when the minister said to come forward, she realized she was standing. She said, my God, I'm standing. She didn't know why she got up, because the power of the Spirit lifted her. Before she knew what was happening, she was already on her feet. That's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com.